Hey, it's Andre from the Red or Dead podcast, here with my buddy, my pal, my amigo, Suki. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm all right. I'm glad international break's over.
Oh, my God. Suffering. We were suffering.
I know. It is the worst. Although I saw something the other day which said it's back in 4 weeks, which is madness.
Suki, right? All right. Sorry. Yeah, obviously, it's just us two today, so you have to bear with us. Today, the others are very, very busy, so therefore they've left you in our capable hands. But I went to an England game, and I know you're England, Suki, and it was one of the most appalling things that I had to go to. It was like the atmosphere was dead. It was like, considering like the last game I went to was like
You went to one over the last week.
Yeah, I went to the England, Poland, or whatever. No, Hungary.
England. Oh, nice. Was that the 1-1?
Yeah, it was absolute crap the whole time. The atmosphere was rubbish. And then they've got this new thing that they're doing with paper planes. And they keep on throwing paper planes. And the whole thing is to get paper plane onto the fans, to get a paper plane onto the pitch. So when you hear and all that stuff behind, it's nothing to do with the game. It's just people trying to get paper planes onto the field. It's absolute crap. And it's that I can't go to another England game again. I can't.
So I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch any of the games, and I don't watch the games in international breaks. I just find football really boring. So I just avoid it. Unless it's like the Euros or the World Cup, I don't really watch it.
It is like, it's not interesting in any formal way. And the fans might make it like even less interesting by like some of the stuff that they do. The Hungarian fans were trying to get to the England fans to fight. It was just like completely uncomfortable rubbish. But we got.
Yeah, I did see some clips of fighting actually, and like more arrests or something. That's awful.
Yeah, they were trying to get to the England fans, and it was just like complete. I don't know. You're safe because obviously there's that barrier or border that they put up, and it's kind of difficult to get over that. I always think, oh, what those things are going to do? They bloody look useless. But like, we're just trying to get over one. It's just, now I can see why they're well designed, thankfully. But thankfully we've got our beloved Reds back. So let's just recap just quickly about the last game against City. What was your view?
Oh, it was mixed, actually. We were horrendous first half. So I think Klopp went with the lineup that you guys all thought he would go for with Jones starting. I guess he was limited in numbers. I would have gone Cater, but he went Jones. It was really poor first half, actually. I was really disappointed. I was a bit worried because I've never seen us be bossed like that in... like at Anfield, especially with the crowd there. Like, I'd sort of written off everything that happened last season at Anfield. Yeah, and it was kind of worrying. Like, City have never done that to us at Anfield, I don't think. We've always started fast. We've always started the better. We've always been in control at Anfield. And I genuinely thought we were, like, not lucky. I don't think they had any blaring chances, but they're definitely the stronger side after that first half. And we pretty much had nothing. They had a couple of chance with Foden. Milner was lucky not to get booked with I don't think it was a penalty. I think the contact was outside the box, but could have easily been half a metre inside the box, and it would have been a penalty. Yeah, but Alisson made some big saves and a big interception on Foden. Foden was unbelievable against us. Mm-hmm. But then we turned up second half. It was great. Just unbelievable goal by Salah. Salah is just...
deserved any game.
Unbelievable. Just great assist as well. Just solid play.
That was by Jones?
No, solid assist from Salah for the first goal.
Oh, okay.
Jones' assist was not great. It's just a little pass.
Suki would not give Jones any credit whatsoever.
Jones was actually, you have to admit, was really bad. Like, Jones.
I mean, my take on it is so I wasn't overly worried or impressed with City. It just seemed like just a lot of possession and nothing much coming from it. There wasn't any time I was like, oh shit, like they're all over us. Like, it was like, yeah, they got the ball, but they're not really doing anything. So it feels like they're peppering us, and it was like hitting crossbars and all that stuff and posts. then I would have been more worried. But I just didn't really see anything really coming from them. And I've
That's what annoyed me, that they got two goals from that as well. They got two goals where they shouldn't have scored two goals. And Milner was horrendous in that position. I think he
shouldn't be. And where we agree is right here and now in this season, we shouldn't be in a situation where Milner has to play right back. The patchwork stuff annoys me. I felt like it, even though it kind of wasn't, but it felt like a patchwork team. And you know, midfield was patchwork, and you know, the right back was patchwork. And it's just like, for me, I feel like, well, we shouldn't really be in that position. But to be honest with you, like, that we've got decent subs, people that can play, names like Minamino, and you got Ox, you know, you got an informal Rigi, but for some reason or another, they're not being used.
Yeah, so I don't understand.
It bothered me that we was kind of conceding in the midfield in the first half. I did feel like we was, if anything, kind of lucky to be, but not in that where they're like thrashing us, but lucky to not be behind and in the first half. But the second half was more of the team that we know and love. You know, Mane still does worry me a little bit, because like it just feels like it's not coming, this form back. Salah is just world class, and I'll say here and now, I think he's the best player, you know, in the world. And I think that is something that I, you know, I've never been able to like have the balls to be able to say like a Liverpool player is like the best in the world. You know, I just feel that we're in a position where we have to make sure that this Salah deal gets sorted out, and make sure that we keep him. We need to make sure we add. I definitely say it's paramount that we actually add another different type of attacker or player, Rigi, however you want to do it. Because I think that Jota was quiet during the game. Like, he had a couple of chances. I think he had a header from memory that went over the bar. But I don't think there's anything that like kind of overly worried the guys. But no, to be honest with you, like I think it's a fair result. I think they got lucky with their goal. You know, the same way we was unlucky. They was lucky with their goal, and they was lucky that Matip didn't bloody pass the ball into the net quicker, and it wasn't anyone else.
Fabinho.
He just took so.
Fabinho, not Matip.
Oh, sorry, my bad. It was
took an age for his backlift. I honestly don't understand how you just didn't put that in.
Why you can pass that ball in like so quicker?
I don't get it. I still have the slow mo's coming up on my Instagram feed, and I'm just like sat there and just like, he is so far away from. Is it Cancelo who did the block? Is so far away.
It could have been like even if it was like half a tap, then
he toe poked it without any backlift.
But I think it was a fair result. As I said, like, their goal was lucky. I think, if anything, like, we deserve, out of the two halves, we are the stronger halves out of the two. I think we deserve to be able to walk away with all the points. And that goal from Salah definitely did. I think it's, like, horrible that he didn't, didn't walk away with the 3 points with that.
I think based on the chances, I was really disappointed, especially with that Fabinho chance. And just out of our two goals, obviously our goals were really well worked, but... And especially their goal just being a deflection. And also the bit, like, don't get me wrong, I really like Milner. I think Milner's been good for us when he's turned up this season, but he struggled really badly in that right-back position. And he obviously couldn't deal with the pace. He is obviously 35, 36 years old and couldn't handle it. And I don't think that was the right move. I think Gomez should have been on sooner in that position. I thought he should have been sent off as well. I will say we were lucky he wasn't sent off, Milner. Milner had three yellow card offences in that game. And
I think that it's sometimes home advantage, and that's where us as fans come into it. Like, you've got to make the referee like a little bit worried to be able to make a decision against us. And that's what supporters are there for, to make sure that it's like, an atmosphere where things are going to go to your side. You know, if City don't have that, then that's their problem. Do you get me? I think I think people have underestimated the power that our fans have.
You know, do you remember like a little while ago when Man United were top and they were running? Used to go to Old Trafford and used to pray for something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they used to get everything. They used to get penalties, like extra time, like everything.
He's lucky to stay on, but I think definitely it was influenced by the fans, I would say. But let's move.
I'd say that second one where he, the one where he should have got sent off. So after he'd already had his yellow in the second half, the one where Henderson was tracking back with him and he stuck his leg out. I just thought that was so stupid to do, though. I just can't believe
he's tired. And you start, that's when you start doing silly things. And I think that he was tiring and that's when Klopp. But it's again, it's the same thing that we always discuss with Klopp. It's unfortunate. As much as we love him, he takes a year to be able to make subs. And subs, where, like Rafa, they don't have to be 60 minutes on the dot. It should be something that has moved a little bit more. Like, so as soon as Salah scored the goal, you know, it should have been, you know, Gomez coming
Gomez on.
Trent is, so, all right, so if we move on to...
This is the thing I just want to say as well. Like, I've read so many articles, like, especially from BBC. I know Genius is biased as well, and I normally like Genius, but he wrote an article from BBC where he's just like, Liverpool were really lucky to get the draw out of the game City by far with a better team. I don't agree with that. I think City were the better team first half without, like you said, creating any golden opportunities. But also, City are so lucky that we had our best assist maker injured in right back. And if Trent plays that game,
oh my God,
there's no way Foden, they get their two goals.
Foden did really well. I feel that he is their shining light. Again, this is the thing, is that there seems to be some type of bias against, you know, sometimes our players. And I think Janus is a nice guy and stuff. I've met him before, but at the end of the day, I don't really take his opinions too seriously because it's like, it doesn't seem like it's balanced. It's like, if you can see that game, you can watch that game and you can think that, you know, Liverpool are lucky to get the victory, sorry, to get the draw. I don't really see what you're watching. Yeah, I can't debate that type of illogical analysis. The end of the day is that, you know, we had the clear-cut chances to be able to win the and a clear-cut chance to win the game. They had a deflected shot. Because when that goal went in from De Bruyne, I was like, oh, my God, that's the...
And then when you watch it again, Alisson had it covered.
Alisson had it covered. It was deflected by Matip. And it's just like, you know, what are you watching here? So we could easily won that game. But what I say is that with the squad that we've got and everyone wasn't there playing, it gives me a bit more hope that you know, we've played the so-called two best teams and they haven't beat us.
We've played them at Anfield, though. That's the worry. We've played them at home and we haven't taken advantage of that as well.
So when they're at home, they have to come at us and they can't sit back. I think it's easy to be able to... I
don't think City sat back against us, though. I don't think Chelsea did until they got the man sent off.
Oh, yeah, that game was done as soon as that happened, you know. But the end of the day is that we didn't lose and they didn't win too. So therefore, like, it's a point. I mean, if we look at it from another point of view, they're so-called the favourites, you know, and all this money that has been spent on their players. And then they couldn't defeat a team that hadn't actually purchased any new players. That is a ragtag team somewhat. Like, so therefore, for me, I'm looking at, all right, well, when we get Trent back, you know, you get some other players that will come back. I can't remember who's out.
Thiago out.
Come back. Keita coming back. Well, so Keita was on the bench. He didn't play him again.
No, I would have played him. I thought Jones struggled, actually, in that game. I thought he was out of his depth. I think we've shown the class difference between Foden and Jones in that game. So any of this, I think Foden versus Jones debate has to be put to bed. Like,
well, versus Jones. I think that Harvey Elliott could pipe up a bit. But, you know, it's early days for him too. Foden's a really good player. Again, but at the end of the day is that it's easy to do that when you've got space. It's easy to do that. You know, I didn't see you do that against another, like, you know, world-class players, even Hungary the other day. I didn't see you do anything at all. Literally didn't see you do anything. So, but everyone says I'm anti-Foden, and I am.
speaking of Harvey, he's looking like he's recovering well. So he's been training on a bike, on a spin bike.
I don't want them rushing him back. like just let it take its time, because they did this stuff with Michael Owen, and then it ended up just like ruining his career.
Yeah,
not that I feel sorry for Owen, because he went and played for Man United, but you know, it's I just think that with certain players, if you've got a special talent and the guy, you know, is that confident and that technically gifted at the moment, you know, at such a young age, then like don't rush him back. And Klopp is good when it comes to that stuff. He's not going to put you in.
I think maybe the injury is not as bad as we feared, though. Because when I saw it, I was thinking, do you like, was it Eduardo for Arsenal when he broke his leg in half? And like, I think Cissé did it for us as well. I thought it was something like that. I don't think it was an injury like that. I don't think it was a bone snap. I think it was just at the ankle, it went out of place. And then,
oh,
yeah.
Rough. Right, let's move on to quickly the... In our short coverage of the, I'm sorry guys, you're not going to get the hour and a half of us arguing for such a long time because the others aren't with us this time to be able to, you know, egg that on. But let's look forward to Watford. So that game is obviously the weekend. What is your view on the game? Because we now have obviously Trent back, the Brazilians are back.
I'm not sure. I think we're short on quite a lot of players. So. We're away, and obviously it's Ranieri's first game. I think it's an early kickoff as well at 12:30. But we're short quite a lot of players, so it's a bit worrying. Because obviously Alisson and Fabinho can't play because of quarantine rules with Brazil, which also I think is ridiculous, actually, that they're all forced to go with those rules. Like, there's no choice given. It's going to be Kelleher in goal. I think we're a bit light in midfield because we haven't got Fabinho, we haven't got Harvey Elliott, we haven't got Thiago. Thiago still hasn't trained, so I think Thiago's still a couple of weeks off at least. Trent, I don't think will start because although he's just started to train, I don't think Klopp's going to start somebody straight away. So I think, I don't know if he's going to go Milner in right back again or if he'll try Gomez or Konate or even Nico. But I read that Curtis Jones might not be fit, and I think Jota didn't play Portugal and he got sent home because he wasn't fit as well.
Jota's fine the game. But yeah, no, I mean, look, as I said, like if you're going to win a championship, these are the types of games, especially with this weird season. It feels like it's another weird season that we're having with rules that's COVID affected. Because obviously everyone has to rush the World Cup qualifiers in there. So, you know, players are going to get injured more. And I hate internationals just because of that. But I think if we are looking at being a title contender, these are the type of games you have to just get a point, you have to get your 3 points from.
I expect us to win, but I hope we still win. But I can also see it turning out into one of those frustrating games where we get a draw. I guess we've got Mo, though, who's just been unbelievable, and I fully expect him to score again. And our defense has worried me the last two games, so I'd want us to not concede.
He has to use Minamino, like he has to use Ox. You have to use Origi.
I think he'll go the old front three. Actually, I think he'll go Mane, Firmino, and Salah up front. So I think that's fine. I think Rob or Simikas, whichever one, I don't mind. And then obviously Van Dijk and Matip. But I think it's midfield. It's midfield and right back.
That's when you've got Keita. You have
Keita, Hendo, but who's your third?
Ox. I don't see why he shouldn't start. The thing is that, you know, obviously the story's coming out, and I don't think there's any coincidence that, like, obviously he's not playing, his agent or he's basically started to look at his future, and he can't keep on like leaving him on the bench and not playing him. Like, play him, there's an opportunity to do it now and let him play his way back into form. The end of the day is that Curtis Jones is good, but he's young. Ox is a season pro. Yeah, he just needs to play himself back into form. But if you don't get the opportunities, and this is another warning as well, which Keita's people gave, it's like he's not going to re-sign in any form of way if we're not going to play him. So that's the problem that I have, is that let's utilise the squad that we actually have. You know, if we've got players that are out by force, then let's utilise them. And, you know, we've got an important Champions League game. So obviously those players could actually do with the rest for after international anyway. but let's utilize Ox, let's utilize Minamino, let's utilize Origi, because they, you know, I don't think, did Firmino go?
Or is no, he... I don't think Firmino, I think Firmino's available.
Okay. Yeah. So I
think front three, he'll go front three. So I don't expect to see Minamino or Origi. But yeah, I think with the midfield, actually, I think he will have to go Endo, Ox, and Keita. But that leaves you no... I don't know who else you have if everybody else is injured, as in who does he have on the bench to bring on?
Bringing in some of the youth players. I mean, there was an impressive midfielder, holding midfielder. Not that he's going to play, but he can be on the bench. I forgot his name now. But he was, you know, we've got enough... Look, we've got enough players to be able to, you know, weather the storm. And, you know, if you have to play Jones again, it is what it is. He's good. He's an above average.
I think Jones, I read Jones is injured.
Oh, if he is, then yeah. Well, then you have to either change the formation or you start playing Ox. And Ox is there for you to be able to use him. But then you also have to use Minamino. We have to start utilising some of the players that we actually have, because, you know, we've got more than enough quality on the bench to be able to cover. You know, Konate can actually play on the flank, on the right, as a right back, and so can Gomez. You know, I don't think you should disrupt Matip and Virgil at the moment. I think there's enough there. We've got enough quality to be able to get the... Yeah. And what for that?
We need to stop giving away leads as well. I think that's four times in the last two games. We've now given the twice against Brentford and twice against City, where we were up and we should have seen the game out, and we haven't seen the game out, which is frustrating.
I'll tell you what's the trend with us. It's that every year, what happens is that we are around the top two when it comes to Christmas, if not top. Then we go on a run. Last year, obviously due to us having no defenders, we couldn't go on that run. The run came later on when we had a bit more players coming back from injuries. Now I feel that I'm confident about us like winning the league is because, and it's not going to be by a blowaway points, and it's going to be real close, whoever wins it. But with on our case, it's like almost like tradition that there's a run after. So there was a run when we won the Champions League, and we just, you know, slightly lost out in the league. There's a run when we won the league, you know, and so I remember there being a run before we won the Champions League. That was a nice run that we had before as well, just after Christmas. So we just got to hang in there where we are to be 1 or 2 points max away from the top. And then I just think that we're nip it at the end. Fingers crossed.
I hope so. I just want some up. I want these players back now. I'm frustrated that obviously with the lack of signings that they're costing us a bit more because we were inevitably going to get some injuries. Like Thiago started to look good again. He obviously picked up that muscle injury and he's now been off for the last month. I think we were begging for somebody like Thiago in that City game. Thiago in that midfield would have controlled the play so much better for us. And actually City wouldn't have had a sniff, I think. And obviously then if we had Trent in that City game as well, I don't think Foden gets his goal or even gets the second goal because he's the one that effectively got the ball in before the deflected shot. I kind of just want us to stop leaking goals as well. Like 5 goals in 2 Premiership games now is. I kind of want the defence from when Verge first came in, the 1920 sort of season one, where we just conceded nothing. We just seem to be leaking goals a little bit.
Still, as impressive as he is, he's still coming back from injury, and he's not been exactly the same as he normally is.
But even in our title-winning season, like with him strong, we changed something where we had that high line and we conceded more than we did in that season we won the Champions League the year before. And I'd say our best team was not the team that won the Premier League season. I'd say it was the one the year before. We just missed out and won the Champions League. And we need to get back sort of that sort of defence where I think something like we conceded 7 goals in like the half season we had Virgil in, and it's mad we've conceded 5 in the last 2 games.
That's just crazy. Right, let's move on to the Champions League game against Atletico. Obviously, you know, we've got to get our patchwork team to that point on Tuesday, I believe it is.
I think Fab and Alisson will be back for that, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I don't know if the rules are less for these footballers or something, but
I think it is, or days. I think they'll be back for the Tuesday, I think. Fingers crossed. So whatever date they come back, then they miss. There's a certain amount of games they miss. I'll have to double check, but I think they'll be okay. But let's assume they are. Fingers crossed. Yeah. I don't want to assume the other way, because Atletico are no joke in any way. How do you think that game is going to go?
Oh, it waits in a way. So I can see us not going for the win. I can see that being a draw. But we've got unfinished business with Atletico. I was watching the highlights from when they knocked us out last time, just before COVID, actually, in March 2020, where we were 2-0 up and then we conceded those 3 awful goals in extra time and got kicked out. Yeah, look, I hope that should motivate the players. I think we can go win it at Atletico, but yeah, I can see my prediction would be a draw. And again, I kind of don't know what the team will be. It depends what the players we've got available are going to be. But you'd hope if Alisson and Fab are back, we'd have our strongest defence back. You'd expect Trent to be starting by then. And then obviously Salah, again, just unbelievable form.
I'd be happy with a draw to win you. Right.
Yeah, I'd definitely take a draw. Group game away. We've got 2 wins already. I just think we need to win our home games with this group, and we've got 2 wins so far. If I was doing predictions, I'm going to go 2-0 Watford, and I'm going to go 1-1 Atletico.
Nice, I like that. Punchy. I think I am going to go with... I keep on saying 2-0 all the time. I'll go with a 1-0 against Watford, which just get the 3 points. I don't care. I'm gonna go in the way win. I think we'll win. I've seen Atletico, and they're playing very well. They're more offensive than they normally are, and I think that leaves a bit more spaces. So I saw the game against Barcelona. Barcelona was just like kind of wasteful. They didn't really do...
Yeah, Barcelona aren't very good.
Yeah. And so I wouldn't get carried away with that. And I think that... I think they leave spaces, and I think that... I'm hoping that both Salah and Mane can actually expose the space that they're going to be having. I've got a feeling about that. This is obviously... if we have our players back. If we don't, then God help us. He's good. But we've got enough points in the bag at the moment to feel comfortable. So we don't have to be worried too much. But my priority is definitely the league this season, and I'm hoping it is the clubs. But they better start looking around for more reinforcements, because what I worry about with Thiago is that he's injury prone. He's always injured. Yeah. And that's been something that has been, you know, leveled at him for a long time. So, you know, we bought a player that is not going to be able to play every single game. You let go of Genie, who plays every single game. You better get someone else in there. So be it Bissouma or whoever it is, like, get someone in there in the midfield. Attacking wise, I think we definitely need someone else. You know who I want, or I think we can get in the cheek. But we need to get someone. And unless they're looking to, you know, because I've read a few things that they're looking to do a big splash, big marquee sign-in. You know, I won't name the person again, because it's always papers again from Paris Saint-Germain who we're looking at getting. There's got to be a plan. That's the only hope that I'm clinging on to.
I don't think that'll happen in January. I can't see that happening mid-season.
No. It's not that. Even if it's a sacrifice of this season for next season, not the title. I think that the team has enough he has enough to be able to, if he actually makes some the right decisions and utilizes the whole squad. Klopp knows more than me, clearly, but from an outsider's point of view, from a fan's point of view, you have players who need game time. We need Ox. We need Ox to come on for a 20-minute so cameo. We need that. Like, you can't rinse the players that you have. You need Keita to be able to play. Now, Keita hasn't been injured. You know, why are we not playing him? You know, you don't need, you can't keep him playing.
Keita did have that injury, though. Keita had that foot thing. I think that's why he's out of the last two games.
Leader Jones.
And, yeah.
Jones has done, I must say this. Jones has done well. I would rather him be the person coming for the cameo to 20 minutes. I would rather him not do the heavy lifting.
My worry with Jones, and I don't want to get in the whole Jones debate again, but the Man City game should have told you this. Like, Jones was just a number in there. He was clearly a number maker at the midfield. He didn't impact the game, and I don't think he has that. I think he has impact. He had a great game against Porto where he managed to get a few assists.
He got space.
But he got space against a very poor Porto team. They were awful.
Are you saying mid-level teams, all the mid-level teams you're fine for him playing, like a Watford and things like that, but are you top?
I don't even know if I am. I just don't think... I think in the Premier League, you don't get that space. And I just don't think he has the ability to make that difference in the Premier League. For me, he's not good enough for our midfield yet. And if we're relying on him starting, it doesn't make me feel comfortable. I just don't think it's a coincidence that the two games he's played now are the two games we've dropped points in the Premier League as well. And look, I get one of the games with City, so it's a difficult game.
That wasn't his fault, one of them, because he...
I'm sure it's not his fault, but it just changes the dynamic. It's when you don't have that control in midfield, it's you lose control of the game, and I think that's what it was. We had no presence in midfield against City at all, and I just think that's going to have a knock-on impact as to the general play. It certainly had an impact that first half, and then it just sort of... It does. A change in team, a change in lineups does impact other players as well. Like, look, he's not to blame for the draws, but I just also don't think it's a coincidence that the two games he's come in for and started are the two games we've just dropped points in as well.
And Klopp has to go for... When we have a run is when we pretty much play the same team every week. Yeah. I just think that you got to give... He knows more, again, you know, for those who are listening... Obviously, he knows more than we do because obviously he sees him in training. But I just find it a bit hard to believe that Ox is not good enough to be able to have a game against, you know, Watford. And so, you know, I really do wish that he would actually get an opportunity, because I'd hate to lose him. Because what I'm worried about is that obviously we're in the other side of Klopp staying. And if Klopp leaves, I just don't want it to be like, okay, we've got to start from scratch again. Or if we are going to do it, it's because we've already won another league. And then I'll be more comfortable and patient about doing it, because obviously Newcastle are coming.
Yeah, we discussed that, but we'll wait for the full team next week.
Exactly. Just before we go, what's your take on the Newcastle takeover? Good or bad for football?
I think it's obviously bad for football, I think. I think there's a lot of ethical issues to do with Saudi and whether it's right and moral to have allowed them in. Apparently none of the team's got any warning that it's going to happen as well when it got confirmed. Really? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a bad thing. If I was a Newcastle fan, I'd be over the moon. It's like their club is now richer than all the other top 10 clubs put together. So they're inevitably going to be up there in a few seasons.
They can make a certain amount of money this season, can't they?
Yeah, I think they'll obviously max the amount of money they possibly can each time. But we saw what happened with City and financial fair play a couple of years ago. There's always ways around it. Like, you can always break the rules and get away with it. I think inevitably, it's quite sad that this can happen, but I think in 3 years' time, they're ultimately going to be... It's now going to be a top, however, and they're going to be included, and they're actually going to be actually another challenger for those Champions League spots. So it's going to make it difficult for us, because now we've got Newcastle, City, Chelsea in our league, who have ridiculous amounts of like oil money and sort of that money, like you've got Abramovich, you've got what's it called? You've got is it Dubai that own City? I can't remember which country it is, and then you've got now got Saudi as well. So yeah, ultimately they're gonna be three strong teams. You've got United who generate a lot of money as well, so have the ability to spend a lot of money. So yeah, it's going to make our league tougher. It's kind of good that the league's going to get better and attract these players, but yeah, it's also going to be really tough for Liverpool, I think, now.
A bit left behind here as well.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to spend to actually compete now in the future, because I don't think we're going to always have the ability of a Klopp and the ability to keep buying 20 to 30 million pound players and hoping they turn into something like world-class players. I think we've been lucky that Mo's turned into that, but I think that's one-off, and we've been lucky that Klopp has been incredible for us. But yeah, I think if we don't start spending soon, I can see us being left behind in 4 or 5 years' time.
That's all the more reason for them to do it at the end of this mid-season transfer window. We need to get a couple in. I do believe they will, but we'll save that for another time.
I'm interested to see who Newcastle do get in. They'll clearly be a change of manager, and they clearly will just. I think this Saudi consortium will throw a lot of money into this, so I think we'll see a lot of players coming across
next year. You're kind of looking. I don't think you're looking at the teams that can actually do something now. I think that this is not a team that could do something, now. I think if you look at City had a steady build up.
If you have a look at City, I think it was 3.5 years between their takeover and them winning the league. So that's not that long.
I think personally it takes about 3 to 4 years minimum for you to get to a stage where you're actually competing to win the league. I think you have to build the squad and the culture and I don't think that it's that easy for I think people next season it's going to be, what are you talking
about? I don't think it would happen for a few seasons, but I think they'll start to get these players in. They'll have to go for a good coach. They're obviously not going to get the world-class players in straight away. The talks of Haaland and Mbappe are ridiculous. They're not going
to come. Solely there for money, then that's different, but...
I think they'll have to ultimately get to a top seven European team first and get those type of players in, and then they'll have to refresh those players for even better players and do it sort of like the way City did. But yeah, it'd be interesting. It also depends what manager they get as well, right?
Exactly. It'll probably be Jose, and then here we go again. oh God, I just can't deal with more of him. But luckily, we don't have to deal with that. But for now, we will have to say goodbye to you guys.
What was your score prediction for Atletico?
Oh no, I'm going to go with depending on the team. But if we have a full team, I think that we can do a 2-1 away to Atletico. But then I think we will do a 1-0 with the team that we actually have tomorrow against Watford. But I'm just happy for the actual win. Because if we can keep this going, then I think that we can have a nice run when it comes to Christmas time. We'll have some players come back fit and healthy, and fingers crossed. Then
Christmas will be make or break for us, I think, because there'll be so many fixtures in such a short amount of time that we can't afford any injuries around that time. But we've got United coming up soon as well. I kind of want some of these players back for United.
Game, that's why I'm thinking that some of the players will be back for that. And then that game in particular, we're going to do a nice build up for that one, because how much I, especially last year after they, thought that they could, kind of kill off our season by putting, resting their players for against, I can't remember who it was against the first game, and then. Yeah, it came a cropper because we gave them, smacked them in their own ground last time.
That's next week. That's next Sunday.
That's the one. Well, yeah, we'll have our full players back by then.
I don't think Thiago's going to be back, but I expect Keita will be back.
We'll have enough. They're top heavy. So, and they're, from what I saw If Everton can do that to them, then you know they should be really worried about what we will do to them.
We just I really hope we'll get into it next week, but we better not let Ronaldo score.
Oh God, no. Well, yeah, we currently have the best player in the world, so. We'll catch you guys next week, where we're going to preview obviously the game against City and fingers crossed a nice victory against Watford and a good result against Atletico, be it a draw or win depending on the score. But two, you know, for us to be able to remain undefeated is the main goal for us by the time that we speak this time next week. So until then, we will catch you guys next week. See ya.